给你们各位讲一讲这个皈依的忏悔文。这皈依的忏悔文呢，就是悔，改悔我们自己过去所做的罪业。第一句就是说，从于无始以至今生。这无始啊，就是没有一个开始的时候。没有开始的时候啊，就是数不尽那么多的时候了，不知道有多长的时间了，也不知道有啊十个恶僧期劫，是百个恶僧期劫，是千个恶僧期劫，不知道了，所以就叫无始。从于无始，我从这个不可说不可说这么多的劫呀，到现在一至今生，所以啊，到现在我今生的时候，毁破三宝啊，我呀不知道修道，我不知道啊皈依三宝，我不知道啊恭敬三宝，我不知道供养三宝。那么这毁破三宝，我毁谤三宝，我还要破坏三宝。三宝就是佛宝、法宝、僧宝，作一禅体。作一禅体呀，禅体就是信不惧的人，根本就没有信心，这叫禅体啊。我什么都不相信，我只做这个信不惧的一个人。谤大乘经，断学般若呀，我呀把大乘的经典拿来谤毁。我说大乘经怎么不好，念佛怎么不好，念观音菩萨也不对，念大悲咒也不对。那么就这个邪知邪见呢谤大乘经又说楞严经是假的，法华经也就是一品才是真的，其余都是假的。这种邪见呢，这种邪见迷人呢这个谤大乘经，断学般若呀，我呀也不学习智慧，我呀只晓得愚痴，做事情啊也就依照愚痴去做，不依照智慧去做。断学般若，事害父母啊，出佛身学，不单单呢我的这样的，而且回着啊，我杀过我的父亲，杀过我的母亲，出佛身学，我呀把佛的身上的血呀也都给呀割破佛的身体，令佛呀也流血诸佛身血，无生切拦呢，我呀行一些个不敬横啊，作为误入这个染污法里头专门呢就行隐喻，专门呢不守规矩在庙上也行隐喻，这叫无僧切拦，就是在庙上行隐喻。破他凡横啊，人家有修道的人呢很修行，很用功，很好可是我呀专门令他生隐喻的心起这个染污的这个行为行这个染污的行为，所以这破他凡横，凡横就是破人家的清净横，人家本来没有隐喻心，这个出家人你要游客的令他生隐喻心，这就叫破他凡横。分回塔寺盗用僧物啊，你呀或者把佛庙给烧了，或者把佛塔给烧了盗用僧物，你偷这个出家人的东西 投长路啊的东西，盗用僧物，起诸邪见呢，啊，生出来一种啊邪之邪见，啊，波无因果，叫人呢不要相信因果，啊，说没有因果的，这波无因果，把因果呀都撇开了，拨开了，拨到一边去，波无因果。
The refuge ceremony, there is the prose of repentance of universal worthy bodhisattva, and now the master will explain that piece line by line. You repent of your past offenses before you take refuge with the triple jewel. So we will explain the verses now. It says, 从欲无始一直今生, from beginningless time until this life.Now, beginningless time means there was no beginning to this time. You couldn't count how much time had transpired. It might have been 10 Asamkhya Kalpas, or 100 Asamkhya Kalpas, or 1,000 Asamkhya Kalpas. So you say, from beginningless time all the way to this life, I have slandered and ruined the triple jewel.I did not know how to cultivate. I did not know that I should take refuge with the triple jewel and respect and make offerings to the triple jewel. Instead, I slandered the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and I also disrupted the triple jewel. And I was an Ichantika. An Ichantika is a Sanskrit word, and it means not complete faith. That means such a person lacks faith.He doesn't believe in anything. The verse continues, I have slandered the Great Vehicle Sutras and cut off the study of Prajna. This means in my past or in this life, I have slandered the Great Vehicle Dharma. I say the Mahayana Sutras are bad. It's bad to recite the Buddha's name. And you shouldn't recite Guanyin Bodhisattva's name.And you shouldn't recite the Great Compassionate Mantra. And we have propagated those deviant views and deviant knowledge. Some people say that the Sharangama Sutra is false. It's inauthentic. Other people say, of the entire Dharma Flower Sutra, only one chapter is true. The other chapters are all inauthentic. So instead of learning wisdom,They learn stupidity and do things according to stupidity. The verse continues, I have killed my parents, my mother and father, and I have shed the Buddha's blood. This means in the past, I have even murdered my own parents, and I have shed the Buddha's blood, hurt the Buddha and make him bleed. I have defiled the Sangharama.Now this means engaging in defiled practice, particularly sexual practice in temples. Sangharamas are temples or monasteries. You engage in lustful practices in monasteries or temples. I have disrupted other people's pure practices. This means there are some people who really work hard in their cultivation, and yet you seduce them and make them bring forthDirty thoughts, defile thoughts, and excite them to impure practices. Originally, these left home people didn't have any lustful thoughts, but you go and try to tempt them. That's called breaking up their pure practices. Then the verse continues, I have burned and destroyed stupas and temples and stolen the property of the Sangha. In the past, we might have burned.Stupas or temples, and we might have stolen from left home people, stolen from the permanently dwelling. I have given to many deviant views and denied cause and effect. This means propagating very wrong, improper thoughts, and also saying that cause and effect does not exist, outright denying that cause and effect exist.
杀尽恶友，违背良师， 自作教他见闻随喜。侠呢就是侠逆，阿友啊就是一些个不好的朋友，譬如什么呢，就杀人的朋友，放火的朋友，吸毒的朋友，赌钱的朋友，游手好闲不务正业的朋友，烂仔的朋友，恶棍的朋友，这些个朋友啊都叫侠尽恶友。他把你有引诱的不守规矩，不守法律，误入歧途，这是这个侠尽恶友，违背良师。你有一个好师傅啊，良师，你不听他的教导，你啊专门违背他的教训教诲啊，这叫违背良师。违背啊就是不听教导，自作叫他侠尽恶友，违背良师，自作叫他见闻随喜。你不单呢自己做，而且你还教导啊其他的人也是这样做，也是啊从这个无始啊到现在做这种种的恶事，入室等罪啊，见闻随喜，你看见呢人做坏事你也去随喜他做坏事啊，你不能啊守中立，譬如人家打网鱼你也跟着打网鱼，人家杀人你也跟着杀人去，人家放火你也跟着放火去啊，人家吸毒药你也吸毒，人家做什么你就啊跟着人做什么啊，这样的都叫见闻随喜，你见着人家怎么样你就怎么样子，是吧，被这个境界所牵所转。入室等罪啊，像这样的这个罪啊无量无边啊，不知道有多少啊，故于今日啊生大忏悔，所以在我今天呢我要生大的忏悔心啊，忏其千千啊，我以前呢所行所作做的不对的地方我都要改过自新啊，改过千善啊，这么样子生大忏愧，磕成皮漏求哀忏悔。磕成就是拿出我这个恳切至诚的这种诚心来，我要披露，披露就是说出来我所造的罪业，我不能服藏的，我要啊对大家讲，求哀忏悔，我在这个佛法僧啊三宝面前，我要忏悔我自己的这过错，忏其前愆，悔其后过啊，忏其前愆，以前所做的啊已经啊做了，勿以往之不见了，那么我悔其后过，那么以后我就不要再这样做了啊，这叫改过自新。我们人人呢造罪业，弥天大罪一悔便消，你啊自己要生忏悔心求哀忏悔，再啊请佛三宝啊哀怜舍舍我，我要在三宝面前忏悔，唯愿三宝啊，我现在唯独啊我愿意佛法僧三宝放尽光明，在这个常寂光净土啊也放尽光明照除我身，照到我的身上啊，佛光普照啊，雨露均沾，令我的 罪业消除，善根增长，这么样子照出我身，诸恶消灭啊，我过去所行所做的一切恶事啊，恶业都消灭了啊，三障捐除，三障就是业障、报障、烦恼障，我们过去所造的这业呀，这跟着我们的报障，我们今生啊所受的这环境啊，来我们所造所遇，这是啊要受这个报障。为什么要受这个业障、报障啊？就因为我们也有烦恼障，我们这个烦恼障啊，仗着我们不发菩提心，仗着我们懒惰，仗着我们不精进，仗着我们忍不了，仗着我们不能布施，不能持戒，都是这个烦恼障啊，仗着的业障、报障、烦恼障，这个三障好像就是挡着我们的，挡着我们菩提路，不能啊向前勇猛精进啊，我们这个三障啊要消除了啊，诸恶消灭，三障捐除，捐除啊就是都没有了啊，捐就是个捐除了啊，三障捐除，福本心源究竟清净啊，我们能以啊恢复本有的这个智慧，本有的这个真心的这种源流，真心的这个根源啊，福本心源究竟清净啊，我得到啊究竟清净了，我再不啊糊涂了，再不行这个染污法了，我这个欲念要断了，爱心要空了啊，情啊也忘了它啊，这是啊我们忏悔我们自己的罪业啊，应该啊有真诚恳切的心来忏悔。
The repentance verse continues. I have drawn near to evil friends and have gone against good teachers. Drawing near to evil friends, that means I have associated with unwholesome people. People who taught me how to kill and commit arson or take drugs or gamble. People like hoodlums and crooks and bums. All those unwholesome people, I've drawn near to them. And so they enticed me to do unlawful things, illegal things, and I entered a wrong path. I have also turned my back to good teachers. This means I have a good teacher, but I don't listen to his teaching and transforming, and I go against his instructions. These I have done myself, and I have taught others to do. And when I see and hear these things done, I gladly follow along. Now this means not only do we ourselves commit those atrocious acts, we also teach others to do the same. And we have done this from beginningless time until the present. We have done all sorts of evil things. And when we hear and see these things done, we gladly follow along. When we see other people doing evil things, we do evil things. When we see people lie, we ourselves lie. When we see them kill others or commit arson or use drugs and so forth, we follow. We follow their footsteps. And that's being turned by the state, by the situation. Such offenses are boundless and limitless. There's just no way to count up how many offenses there are. So the verse says, therefore on this day I bring forth great shame and remorse. I really want to repent of my past offenses. I want to turn over a new leaf and be new again. And therefore, I very frankly and honestly confess all my faults. This means not hiding. This means telling the public or telling people about your offenses and not concealing them. With all honesty, doing so. And I sorrowly ask for a chance to repent and reform. To repent means to repent of your past offenses. This means you wake up to yesterday's wrongs. It's like as though that part of you were dead now, all of your past mistakes. But you also reform yourself. This means you will never commit those same offenses again. From now on, you will turn over a new leaf and become a new person. You will never do those things again. It said, although we have offenses large enough to fill the sky, with a single thought of repentance, they can be eradicated. So it's important that we bring forth a sense of repentance and reform. Then the verse says, I only hope that the triple jewel will release bright light. We want the triple jewel to gather us in, so that the Buddha from the land of eternally pure light, eternally still light, can shine on us. And may the Dharma rain also fall down on us, so that our offenses will be wiped away and our good roots will increase. The verse continues, may all of my evils be eradicated and may the three obstructions be dispelled. This means all of the evil that I have done, I wish that they will be wiped away. And there are three kinds of obstacles. Karmic obstacles, the obstacles of retribution, and the obstacles of affliction. Karmic obstacles follow us along. This means for whatever karma we create, we have to tackle, we have to handle the obstructions that come with it. Then there's the obstruction of retribution. This means in the past you did something wrong, and in this life you have to undergo the result of those wrong acts. Finally, there is the obstruction of afflictions. It's because of afflictions that we cannot bring forth the Bodhi resolve. Afflictions act as an obstacle so that we are lazy and we are not vigorous and we cannot practice patience or giving and we don't hold precepts. It's all because of afflictions. They block the path to Bodhi. But now, all those three obstacles are wiped away, so there are no more. The verse continues, may I recover the source of my true mind, of my basic mind, so that I will become ultimately pure. This means I want to recover my original wisdom, the true source of my mind, so that I will become ultimately pure. I will no longer be muddled. I will no longer practice defiled dharmas. I will cut off desire and forget my emotion and love. So the important thing for us to do is to repent of and reform our past offenses. And one has to do this with great sincerity.
因为我们对三宝的面前忏悔我们的罪业，普贤王菩萨他的愿力，有人谁要悔过自新，他就来证明他消除罪业，所以我们要称念南无普贤王菩萨摩诃萨，这是忏悔的。
After the repentance verse, you end by intoning the name of Namo, Universal Worthy King, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and you say this three times. This is because we are repenting of our offenses before the Triple Jewel, and Universal Worthy Bodhisattva has the vow that whoever repents, truly repents, he will come to certify that person's repentance and help him eradicate his karma. That's why we say his name three times. So in a while, when we take refuge, that's what you should do. very sincerely repent of your past faults.